This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Noelle King. College campuses are getting ready for the return of students today, and campus stores are stocked up on umbrellas, mugs, and hoodies bearing the college logo. Licensed college merchandise is a nearly $5 billion a year industry. And as Gigi Duban reports from Alabama, the revenue from those licenses is fiercely protected.
Mary Caesar owns a small bakery in Northport, near the University of Alabama campus. There's lots of school spirit in the cookies and cakes she sells.
We have houndstooth hats, more elephant heads, more of these helmets, elephant bodies. I guess that's it, elephant bodies.
The elephant is Big Al, the University of Alabama's mascot. Houndstooth is the university's adopted pattern after legendary coach Paul Bear Bryant's houndstooth hat. Caesar also sells cookies with a script A on them, some with the phrase Roll Tide. It wasn't a problem until a few years ago, when the university sent her a cease and desist letter.
I was in shock. I mean, truly, it was like, holy crap, excuse the expression.
Those cookies and cakes, they said, had to be licensed. It was a week away from football season, and Caesar didn't want a long, drawn-out legal battle. So in a few days, the matter was settled. She bought the license. Susan Alessandri teaches advertising at Suffolk University. She says the stronger a school's brand, the more people want to see it on everything.
But also the bigger brands, say like the University of Alabama, they have the resources to go after offenders, and they're going to.
Corey Moss is Senior VP and Managing Director at Collegiate Licensing Company. He says brand protection is at the cornerstone of what CLC does. And to him, it's clear cut. Take a t-shirt that says Alabama.
Is it in crimson? Is it sold around other Alabama product? Would an average consumer look at that product and say, that's referencing the University of Alabama?
CLC trolls the internet for people selling unlicensed merchandise. Moss calls them counterfeiters. Selling unlicensed items, he says, robs universities of revenue that goes towards scholarships and athletic programs. In Northport, Alabama, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.